A report released last week showed that there's up to a 10-year difference in life expectancy in Australia, depending on how much money you make, how long you've spent in formal education, and other less obvious factors to do with where you live. Geography does count, not just between rural and metro, but within cities as well. In other words, this is intended to be comparable data between local communities. The key reason there's a difference in how long we live is the rate of what are called avoidable deaths. Deaths which occur sooner than they should because of preventable and treatable conditions like heart attacks, strokes, diabetes and cancer. Diane Watson is Chief Executive of the National Health Performance Authority, and this is the second time in a month we've had her on talking about NHPA reports.
Yeah, for the first time in Australia, we've released this information for local communities. It has been available at the Australia level so that we can compare ourselves to other countries for some time now, but we've made that information now available at local communities.
The theme a couple of weeks ago when we spoke on the program was that you get down to a level of granularity of detail which is disguised by the average. And our average isn't bad internationally.
Internationally, Australia does absolutely fantastic. But we want all Australians to benefit from fantastic healthcare. So for the first time, we measure local communities and we see that there are differences, threefold differences in this measure of avoidable deaths.
So let's just benchmark our national performance. We used to be second in the league, but now we're seventh. We've slipped.
Relative to other countries, OECD countries, we do well. We're about sixth or seventh. We have slipped over the last number of years. However, we're an international leader in the speed of change.
What does that mean?
Speed of improvement over time.
And I suppose we're not in bad company. We're in the same level as Sweden.
Yes. Sweden, France, Japan.
So let's take avoidable deaths to start with. What are we talking about when we say avoidable deaths?
This is a global measure of health system performance. We consider avoidable is that it occurs before age 75, and it's from conditions or situations that could be avoided by better prevention or medical care.
So let's start with prevention. What does it look like when you look at preventable? So this is like if you had a healthy lifestyle or you had your cancer detected early by screening or something like that.
Yeah, these are early deaths, meaning before age 75, that could have been prevented by better screening programs or more healthy lifestyles.
And how do we perform?
We perform quite well internationally on preventable deaths, these early deaths before age 75, but we do see significant differences across local communities in Australia.
Give us a feel for those differences.
About threefold differences in preventable deaths and avoidable deaths across communities in Australia.
So is this the postcode lottery we're talking about here? If you live in a disadvantaged area, if you live in a remote rural area, I mean, just give us a sense of the variables that predict whether or not you're going to be more likely to live longer because you've prevented illness.
There's threefold differences, so three times higher in some communities than others, the likelihood of dying earlier from a preventable death. Now, that's across the vast geography of Australia. But even across similar communities, we do see differences. So, for example, in our metropolitan communities, we see that some communities have rates that are about 30% higher than others.
So when you've got a threefold difference, what is it about the areas where you're three times more likely to die of a heart attack or a stroke or lung cancer, for example?
In the first instance, we do see that the highest rates are in rural communities and the lowest rates are in metropolitan communities. But it doesn't mean that metropolitan communities are all equal, and it doesn't mean that rural communities are all equal.
So geography makes a difference.
Across metropolitan communities, socioeconomic status also seems to matter.
So that's education and income.
Correct. If you look at high-income communities versus low-income metropolitan communities, we do see 30% differences in the benefits that people will derive from access and use of better and earlier timely care. However, even in the highest income metropolitan communities, we do see 30% differences between one wealthy urban area and another wealthy urban area.
So they look identical superficially, but there's something else going on.
That's right. The more you dig, the more that you find. It depends on what community you live in.
So you're talking about avoidable deaths. We've spoken about preventable deaths where through lifestyle, cancer screening, cardiovascular screening, people would have died later, had fewer premature deaths that were preventable. But the other aspect of the avoidable death statistic is treatable. So in other words, if your GP got onto it or the hospital got onto it, you were less likely to die of it. When you look at the treatable deaths, do they track the preventable deaths? Are they of similar dimensions? Are they parallel to the preventable deaths? In other words, where you see a 30% difference or a threefold difference, it's the same with treatable deaths.
In general, yes. Where we do see higher rates of preventable, we do see higher rates of treatable deaths.
And how does it track when you look at, say, general practitioners and the density of general practitioners? Is that any explanation for this?
It could possibly be. I don't know. What we haven't yet done is depth of analysis to determine why that's the case.
And we're talking about large numbers here. We're talking about 33,000 avoidable deaths each year on average.
Yes, 33,000. 40% of those relate to earlier or better treatment in our healthcare system.
So let's look at how that tracks to life expectancy. When you look at life expectancy, give us the variation in numbers.
Life expectancy is another global measure of our healthcare system. It's a different measure than avoidable deaths. Avoidable deaths just looks at premature deaths. Life expectancy looks at all deaths, those that are premature and those that are not premature. We do see differences, as people can imagine, across males and females. And across males, for example, you can live 9.5 years longer for males, depending on where you live, and 8 years longer, depending on where you live, if you're female.
So this is not just the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous. This could be the gap between a rich postcode and a poor postcode.
That's true.
In other words, it's the same deal. It tracks as you would expect. And the dimensions of it are up to 10 years of a difference.
10 years of a difference, both for males and females, yeah.
And when you look at avoidable deaths by whether or not you're male or female, which could be about whether or not you turn up to the GP or whether you go along to screening, you know, the steel-belted male who doesn't want healthcare, that sort of stereotype, is there a lot of difference? Is the difference in life expectancy between men and women that you see explicable by the fact that they're not getting the prevention and they're not getting the treatment?
Good question. Hard to distill, but what we do know from this report is that these avoidable deaths from better prevention or better treatment are different for males and females. The rates are much higher for men. Now, the differences between men and women seem to relate to preventable deaths. So these are conditions that could have been prevented with better screening or healthier lifestyles. Those are much higher among men than women. Under treatable deaths, these are deaths that could have been avoided with better health care, there are no differences really between men and women.
So we're having, us blokes have got a bad lifestyle and just not turning up for, you know, the tests that we need.
We are seeing more preventable deaths among men than women.
Of course, most of the screenable cancers are in fact female cancers rather than male cancers. So like, could explain it as well, that the cancers men get, by and large, apart from colon cancer, are not screenable.
Yes, cancer is an interesting area, as is heart disease. Both of those areas were international leaders, both in preventable deaths, as well as improvements in life expectancy. But these conditions, cancer and heart disease, still account for a large share of early deaths among Australians.
So there's still a long way to go. Now, we've got these new organisations, which may or may not last a review by the federal government, called Medicare Locals. Nothing to do with Medicare, they're just about, they're regional organisations which look after primary health care in a community. In other words, general practice, physiotherapy, and things that happen in the community. And these data largely predate the creation of these new organisations. How do you expect these organisations, these Medicare Locals, to respond to this sort of data? Because in some Medicare Locals, it's pretty scary.
Medicare Locals are these new organizations responsible for improving the responsiveness of our healthcare system, coordinating care, and integration of care. They're responsible for a geographic population, and we've released two global measures of health system outcomes and of health today, and we've made that information available for the geography of a Medicare local catchment. And we do that so that these new organizations, Medicare locals, can use this information about global performance in order to inform and their efforts to improve care in local communities. We have identified, as I mentioned, areas that are doing better or doing worse in the country. And we now know what communities need our help and need our support to ensure that all Australians have more timely and effective health care.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Diane Watson is Chief Executive of the National Health Performance Authority. And this is the Health Report here on RN with me, Norman Swan.